I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, I'm going to be answering the question, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, founder, executive, should you invest in PR? Should you do PR? You're going to learn all about PR. You're going to learn about the unsexy side of PR. Today, you're going to learn about cracking the code of media pitching. We're going to talk about how you can get on TV. I'm going to teach a little bit about the real value of PR beyond the actual piece that you create once you actually get on TV or in a publication. And then lastly, we're going to talk about how to maximize media opportunities. So we're going to talk about a couple different topics, all related to PR, but we're going to kick it off answering the question, should you even do PR? Is it worth your time and energy? So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Let's talk about PR, because entrepreneurs seem to avoid PR like the plague. And if you don't know what PR is, I'm sorry, I should have probably started with this: public relations. It could be TV, TV, it could be print, it could be podcasts. There's a lot of mixed opinions about PR, and I think it's for a couple reasons. I think that when you start to think about, because PR is a marketing tool, right? And I think about when you start to think about how to market my business, especially when you're just starting out, a lot of marketing is really tied to ROI, a return on investment. And there's a few problems with PR when you're thinking about immediate return on investment. First of all, a lot of people don't know how to use PR properly. Second of all, sometimes the ROI takes a little while. And third of all, how a lot of PR and public relations agencies work, for better or for worse, is they don't guarantee results. So sometimes you'll come across an agency, not all the time, but sometimes you'll come across an agency that has a $5,000 per month retainer with no guaranteed results. And for a company that's just starting out, that's a tough pill to swallow, because not only are you paying $5,000 a month, which could be a lot if you're just starting out, it also means that with that $5,000 a month, it's not guaranteed. Now, this is not, again, every single PR agency. And also, you don't even always have to go to a PR agency to get PR, but sometimes it can be a little bit off-putting. But I just want to paint PR in a different light. When it's done right, it can be a powerhouse for your business growth, because it's not just about getting your name in the press. It is about strategic storytelling that builds credibility, that expands your reach, that attracts the right opportunities. So you want to think of PR as fuel for your business flywheel. So when you start to go out and you start to get some articles, you have to understand that a well-placed article or interview can create momentum that can last for months, generate leads, partnerships, and investment interest. So why do so many entrepreneurs neglect PR? And they invest in social media and they invest in Facebook ads and all these other kinds of marketing. I think the first reason would be that there's a fear of rejection. So pitching to media on your own can be intimidating. I think there's a lack of general knowledge around PR, because a lot of experts are agencies. So a lot of entrepreneurs don't really know where to start, or they could even have a little bit of imposter syndrome and think that they're not interesting enough because they're just getting started, which is completely false, because every business has a very unique story. So today I want to bust some of these myths and show you how to leverage PR strategically. So again, I promise you the answer to this question. Do you need PR? And this is the honest answer. Not every business needs PR at every stage. Here's a quick gut check. Product market fit. If you are still figuring out your core offering, focus on that first. PR is most effective when you have a solid product and a clear target audience. If you're in growth stage, so if you're scaling rapidly or seeking funding, then PR could start to become a good idea. Don't tackle it too early, but when you're in a growth stage and you figured out product market fit, PR can really accelerate your trajectory by amplifying your message and attracting investors. Thought leadership. If you want to be recognized as an expert in your field, which I think everybody should be, but that's besides the point, PR is essential for building your brand and your credibility. And lastly, if you're building a company and it's in a competitive landscape, if your industry is crowded, PR can really help you stand out and differentiate yourself. So if any of these resonate, it's time to start thinking about PR. The only one that you have to be careful of is if you're pre-product market fit, because when you don't have your product market fit, focus on that first. So this is my personal approach to PR, because I want you to forget the old school playbook of press releases and media lists. Here, in my opinion, is a much more strategic, results-driven approach. So you're going to start by crafting your narrative. What's the unique story your business tells? What problems are you solving? What makes you different? Your narrative is the foundation of your PR strategy. You want to target the right outlets. You don't want to waste your time pitching the publications your audience doesn't read. You want to research the media outlets that matter to your ideal customers and tailor your pitches accordingly. You want to build relationships. PR is about building genuine connections with journalists and influencers. Don't just pitch stories. Offer value, share insights, and be helpful. And you want to think beyond the press release. So you want to explore some creative PR tactics like podcast interviews, speaking engagements, thought leadership articles. And lastly, always, always, always measure. If you're going to start to do this, track the impact of your PR efforts on website traffic, social media engagement, leads generated, brand awareness, whatever that metric is, and you should know your metrics that matter, make sure you measure your results. When you're taking anything on like this, PR is definitely a marathon, not a sprint, because it really takes time to build relationships and see results. So you want to be patient, you want to be persistent, and you want to be strategic. Now, one more thought, just as we're kicking this whole conversation of PR off, the most effective PR campaigns are built on authenticity. You want to be yourself, you want to share your passion, and don't be afraid to show your personality. And don't forget the power of the hustle. Like, you can reach out to journalists directly. You can pitch your story relentlessly, and you can follow up like your business depends on it because it might, because PR can be a game changer for your business. So I don't want you to just ignore it because it seems like it's a daunting task to take on. I'm going to talk to you in a bit about pitching to media, but the point is you can do it without much money invested, which at the beginning, like a lot of people listening to this are entrepreneurs, really does matter. So I want you to embrace this side of growth and marketing and really start to think about how to tell your story to the world. Now, let's move on to the next segment about PR. I want to talk about pitching to media because all of this is really focused on helping you build a business on a little bit of a budget. So obviously, if you have unlimited money, you can hire the best PR agency and you can get referrals and you can ask people who's used other PR agencies. But I mean, like they can range from $5,000 a month to $20,000 a month and beyond, depending on how Madison Avenue they are. So if you want to do this yourself, you have a great story to tell, and everybody does have a great story. And by the way, even if you aren't doing PR, even though you should, if you are an entrepreneur, you have to figure out your story. But how do you get it in front of the right people? The answer lies in mastering the art of the pitch. You want to think of media pitching as a sales process. So your product is your story. The target audience is journalists and editors. And to succeed, you need to understand their needs. You have to craft a compelling pitch and you have to build relationships that last. This is going to be your guide to navigating the media landscape, crafting pitches that get noticed, and building relationships that actually lead to coverage. So what is the anatomy of a killer pitch? A great pitch is more than just a summary of your story. It's a persuasive argument that demonstrates the value of your story to the journalist and their audience. This is what it should include. If I'm assuming you are going to be reaching out to people via email and you're not going to be sitting down in front of somebody grabbing a coffee. If you are, that's great. But I'm assuming just because of scale and the fact that we all work remotely, you're going to be emailing people. So to start off, you have an attention-grabbing subject line. So your subject line is your first and often only chance to make an impression. So make it short, make it specific, make it intriguing. Personalized greeting. So you want to address the journalist by name and you want to include something in the email that makes it impossible. Let me say that again. It makes it so that it would have been impossible to include that thing via AI or via some sort of automation. So for example, you could address the journalist by name and show that you've done your research on their work by talking about something that they just tweeted out or a past article that is actually relevant to you, addressing something outside of just the name of the article. So I don't care what you put into that email, but find a way to make it so that it would have been impossible for you to automate that. The thought that you highlighted is so specific that the journalist knows that this email is just going out to them. And that's really important because a journalist doesn't want to be on some spray and pray list where you send out the same email to 20,000 journalists, right? A targeted approach is really important, especially if you're trying to build a relationship. After the greeting, put a concise summary. So briefly summarize your story in a few sentences. Highlight the most newsworthy aspects. You want to have a value prop. So explain why your story is relevant to the journalist audiences and why they should care. You want to have a call to action. Invite the journalist to interview you, review your product, learn more about your story, and always attach a media kit with additional information about your company, your product, or your service. Remember, your pitch is not a press release. It's a personalized message that speaks directly to the journalist and their interests. Now, one more thought on pitching to journalists and media. Journalists are bombarded with pitches every single day. To stand out, you really do need to build a genuine relationship with them. That's why you see some people repeatedly going on news stations and you see some people repeatedly being featured in articles because that person has a relationship with somebody who works at the news organization. And that has probably been built up over years and years and years. And actually, the secret sauce that agencies bring to the table, I'm not saying that you have to work with them, but the secret sauce that agencies truly bring to the table outside of understanding all the mechanics of how to pitch and how to get you placed on a TV show or in Forbes or wherever is that they have relationships that they've actually built up over the past 5, 10, 20, 30 plus years. PR is a relationships game. So how do you build relationships? Well, follow their work, read their articles, watch their segments, engage with them on social media, offer value, share relevant insights, industry news that matters to them, or exclusive access to your company if that means something to them. Be helpful. Offer to be a source for future stories. Connect them with experts, even if it's not you, or provide them some feedback on their work. Be respectful. Obviously, you want to respect their time, respect their deadlines. You're not going to spam them with multiple pitches or follow-ups. Treat them like you would like to be treated.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds. I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. And always, like, be a human. Express your gratitude. Say thank you for their time and consideration. Relationships take time to build. You want to be patient, you want to be persistent, and you want to focus on providing value. Now, I want to talk about a very specific kind of PR, because most people screw this up. TV interviews. And I think, not that they screw it up, but I think it's very unnerving for people to think about getting on TV. I think a lot of people would love to be in Forbes, right? You know, you can write an article, you can massage it, you can probably hire somebody to write it for you. But the point is, showing up on TV, especially live on TV, is very unnerving. And I feel like some entrepreneurs, I've gotten this feedback, it's not true, but I've gotten this feedback. A lot of entrepreneurs feel like live TV is reserved for A-list, like Elon Musk's and Oprah Winfrey's. That's not the case. You don't have to be a household name to land a TV interview. In fact, a lot of shows are really seeking out real people with interesting stories to tell. Think about it. TV producers need content that resonates with their audience. They're looking for experts, innovators, and entrepreneurs who can offer unique perspectives, valuable insights that haven't been regurgitated again and again and again. And that could be you. And there's a ton of hidden benefits of TV exposure, because a TV interview isn't just about ego stroking. I mean, a little bit is okay. Great. Congratulations. But there are very tangible benefits to your business. You get a credibility boost. Appearing on TV instantly positions you as an authority in your field. It is a very powerful form of social proof that can really open doors to new opportunities. You get expanded reach. So TV reaches a massive audience far beyond what you can achieve, especially at the beginning with your own marketing efforts. So it really is a chance to introduce your brand to millions of potential customers. You get lead generation, because a great TV interview can drive a surge of traffic to your website and generate a flood of leads. I know people that just go on Shark Tank just for the leads and the traffic. I don't think that's right, but I know they do it. There could be investor interest, because investors are always on the lookout for promising companies. A TV appearance can put you on their radar, spark their interest, and brand awareness too. Even a brief TV segment can significantly significantly increase the awareness of your brand. It can make it more recognizable and memorable. So say you've bought in and you're listening to me and you're like, yeah, Scott, I want to get on TV. How do I do it? Okay, this is how you do it. All the things we just spoke about, all those best practices for pitching, and you don't need a PR agency or a Hollywood agent to get on TV. So with a little bit of hustle and the right strategy, you can get your own interviews. So start local. The local news stations, morning shows are always looking for interesting guests. So pitch them your story, offer yourself as an expert resource. Target niche shows. So identify TV programs that align with your industry or area of expertise. You want to research their products, pitch them directly. You want to be newsworthy. So tie your story to current events or current trends. Offer a unique angle or perspective that's going to really pique their interest. Practice your pitch. Your pitch is your first impression. Make it concise, make it compelling and tailored. This is very important. Tailored to the specific show you're targeting. Do not spray and pray. Be prepared. If you land an interview, be ready to deliver your key message clearly and concisely. You do not have a lot of time for TV. Practice your talking points, anticipate potential questions, and talk in sound bites. Practice not rambling. It's very important. It's not like a long form podcast where we have an hour and a half to just shoot the shit. So on TV, more often than not, depends on what program you're at on, and you should probably actually watch that program so you know how they like to interview. But more often than not, TV, traditional TV, likes thoughts, compressed thoughts. So think sound bites. Now, if you do land TV exposure, of course, there's going to be a lot of value after the airtime, right? You want to promote it. You want to share your interview on social media, your website, email, newsletter. Leverage the exposure to drive traffic and engagement. You want to repurpose it. So turn your interview into blog posts, social media content, other marketing materials. Extend the lifespan of your TV experience. You want to follow up, connect with the producers, thank them for the opportunity, build relationships that can lead to future interviews. Remember, I'm just speaking about TV because it's the one tool in your PR arsenal that I don't think is discussed enough, and it seems very stressful for first-time entrepreneurs and experienced entrepreneurs as well. So start to use TV to amplify your message, build your brand, accelerate your growth. And also the visual component, I mean, you can't beat that. There's no amount of written press, in my opinion, that can beat really strong visual press. You can repurpose it on YouTube, you can repurpose it on all of your on Reels, on TikTok, on YouTube Shorts. So there's so much value in video. And that's why if you can, figure out PR on TV. Now, if you have made it this far, you do understand that PR isn't just about vanity metrics or chasing fleeting fame. It's a very strategic tool that can drive very tangible business results. But to truly harness the power of TV, PR, print, media, you need to go beyond the initial buzz and you need to focus on converting press into profit. Think of PR as the spark that ignites your growth engine. A well-placed article or a well-placed interview can create a ripple effect, generating leads, boosting sales, attracting investment, whatever you're trying to do. But to maximize the return on your PR investment, you need a plan. So this is a little bit of a step-by-step guide on turning media coverage into measurable business growth. So let's break down the PR funnel. Journey your audience takes from initial awareness, becoming loyal customers and advocates. So when you create PR, you're going to first generate awareness. PR will help you reach a wider audience and introduce your brand to potential customers. Next in this funnel is going to be interest. Compelling storytelling and thought leadership really pique the interest of your target audience. That's why you have to have your story nailed down. Third step in the funnel, consideration. Positive media coverage really builds credibility and positions your brand as a viable solution. The fourth step is conversion. You want to pepper in strategic calls to action in your PR materials to drive traffic to your website and then encourage conversion. Fifth step, loyalty. Continued engagement and value-driven communication foster customer loyalty and repeat business. Post PR. Don't just set it and forget it. You're going to use this stuff for forever. And lastly, if you do all these steps right in this funnel, there's going to be advocacy. Delighted customers that originally found you via your PR are going to become your brand ambassadors, spreading positive word of mouth and amplifying your reach. And if you are paying attention to the steps in this funnel, awareness, interest, consideration, conversion, loyalty, advocacy, this is not so different than any marketing funnel. However, you want to make sure that you treat PR like any other marketing activity. You're investing time and energy. Do not just do it just to do it. Have a strategy and a funnel around it. Because each stage of this funnel, like when you apply this funnel to any marketing activity, does require a slightly different approach. Your PR strategy should be designed to move your audience seamlessly through each step, ultimately turning them into loyal customers and passionate advocates. Now, what are some actionable strategies when you think through this funnel to actually measure your results? Because of course, you want to, if it doesn't get measured, it doesn't get improved, right? So if you want to convert your press into profit, you want to track your results. You can use UTM codes to track the source of your website traffic and measure the impact of your PR efforts, or you can use dedicated landing pages like www.scottdclary.com/NBC. Okay, that will give you a dedicated landing page. And if you say that, if you say that on your TV segment, then you'll be able to track how many people come in from your TV interview on NBC. You want to optimize your landing pages. So you want to ensure that your landing pages are optimized for conversions with clear calls to action and compelling offers, especially if you're doing a podcast, for example. You want to send somebody somewhere and they have to understand what to do once they get to that place. You want to leverage social proof. So you want to share the positive media coverage on social media, your website, email newsletters to build credibility and trust. Again, you're doing this, so make it known that you're doing this. Nurture leads. You want to implement a lead nurturing strategy to engage potential customers and guide them through the sales funnel. You can also offer exclusive deals. So this happens a lot with my podcast. I'll create a special offer for a brand and discounts for customers who discovered that brand through PR. So for example, maybe Athletic Greens gives them $5 off, right? And they'll have a special discount code just for my podcast. You can do that for yourself too. And build relationships. So lastly, this is less to do with converting press into profit, but more just something that you always have to be thinking about. Constantly connect with journalists and influencers who have covered your brand and nurture those relationships. So I don't just want you to think about nurturing customers. I want you to think about nurturing relationships with the people who are the gatekeepers for the PR. Again, PR is an ongoing process. You're going to continuously monitor your results. You're going to continuously refine your strategy and adapt to changing market conditions, right? Because the true value of PR extends far beyond the immediate interview or the immediate headline. Consistent strategic PR efforts can have a very major lasting impact on your brand's reputation, credibility, and overall success. Think of PR as a long-term investment in your brand's equity. It's a way to build a solid foundation of trust and authority that's going to pay dividends for years to come. So don't just chase the next big story. Focus on building a sustainable PR strategy that aligns with your long-term business goals. Now, just to take this home and wrap it up, landing a media placement, TV or otherwise, is just the beginning. If you want to make the most of your media opportunities, I want you to just think of these last few steps as we sort of end this podcast on PR and media. When you get these opportunities, please prepare for the interview, practice your talking points, anticipate questions, be ready to deliver your message clearly and concisely. Promote your coverage. I've mentioned this a few times, but share your media mentions on social media, your website, email newsletters. Track your results. Measure the impact of your media coverage on website traffic, social media engagement, and lead generation. Follow up. Thank the journalist for their coverage, the producer for their coverage. Offer to be that resource, future stories. And lastly, build on your success. Use your media placements as leverage to secure even bigger opportunities. Remember this, media relations is a two-way street. When you build strong relationships with journalists, provide them with valuable content, you create a win-win situation that benefits both your business and their audience. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.